Is this
AI Jeff voice or is this real? Are you real?
The big old AI.
Prove that you're a human right now.
Yeah.
Say something only Jeff would say.
I can't.
Only human Jeff.
Click on all the pictures with cars in it.
Yes.
I can't.
Oh, okay. So yeah, he's fake. But you're back.
I'm back.
Gosh, how long? I feel like it's been a lot more than just 4 weeks.
Yeah, it was like a month.
Yeah,
but, wow. It was good. It was fun. It was exhausting because it's just every day for over 25 days.
You took your dad. This was a birthday trip, right?
Well, I went before because I was in Italy, and then I went to a wedding, a friend of mine. Amy's wedding in Florence, up in Tuscany. And then after that, I stayed like another 2 days with the group, and then I flew and met my dad in Munich, but the whole flight got bumped, so I got stuck in Frankfurt for a night, and yeah, it was a whole thing. But then I met my dad in Munich, and then we did a couple week Euro trip because he's never been to Europe.
No, and then, never?
Nope. Never.
Oh, that's surprising.
I know. It's bizarre.
What kept him from going to Europe all these years?
My mom. It's completely 100% her fault.
your mom doesn't. Yeah,
even us as kids, we never experienced Europe because all Claudia wanted to do was just go to a beach.
So, there's beaches in Europe. Don't they have lots of beaches?
They have way better beaches than we have.
Don't they get nude and shit?
Oh yeah,
Spain and Greece and. Yeah, but she just wanted to do the Caribbean, and then every once in a while we got to go skiing or go to Disney. But outside of that, yeah, Claudia's like, "Fuck Europe, you guys aren't going." I wish we did get to go when we were little. Maybe I would have gone more, or maybe I would have done an internship there.
My wife Mary's kind of like that. She when she goes on vacation, she's like, "I need to be by a body of water." Which I can understand. It's very relaxing, but I also like to see different and unique places. And it seems like Europe has a lot of those.
Yeah. Yeah. And just going to a beach is like a vacation. I would say, going overseas and hopping city and cities is more like traveling because you're not just sitting by a pool, just drinking,
you're
sex
seeing
on the beach and stuff and just sitting there and then eating and just being a drunken sloth for a week, and going, we're going to go to this waterfall and then we're going to drink there and sit in the water. Like you're moving.
There's different kinds of trips and vacations. And, that's one kind where you just get shit faced and relax. And then sometimes you just want to go see the world.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So this time was his first. And we went down, went to Germany.
You started in Germany. And then where'd you go?
Went to Italy. Then we took a train through the Alps, which was really cool. About 7.5 hours, and you go through Austria and the Italian Alps and everything, which is cool.
Was that the big fancy train? Because you did? Did you do
no? That the big fancy train, the Orient Express, we picked up in Venice. So we did Venice for 2 days, and then that train was something out of a movie. They come with your own private boat, picks you up.
Wow!
And this person who guides you to the train. Then you get to the train and they're all dressed up in these blue uniforms and
everyone's wearing a suit. Cause I looked at the pictures and your dad was wearing a suit.
I don't know if it's a suit. It's more a train type attire.
Do they let you on the train if you're just wearing sweatpants?
No, they'll let you on the train.
Orient Express.
Yeah. They'll let you on the train, but then they just kindly ask you to change.
And this is a famous train. It's how old is it?
Yeah, please. No, it's goes way back to the 20s when it used to go to all over Europe. And then our train cart because each train cart is like, you know, they're very old and they've been, you know, like updated, but they're the original carts. And like ours said, like, this was founded in like 1920 when they built it. And then the Germans borrowed it in like 1935.
God. We do not want to know why they just said
it. Like the Germans borrowed it.
Oh no.
For like 10 years. And then,
oh and no. Then it
got back into the custody. That's so we were definitely, we were 100%. In the cart that
I only imagine what they needed it for.
Imagine you're trying to enjoy a nice fancy dinner and then you look at a sign that says this cart was once used by Nazi Germany.
Yeah, so
that is
but just the way it just said they borrowed it.
Oh my god.
I just need it for a little bit, just for a few minutes.
Borrowed the whole train. They're like, oh,
couple we're days.
Oh, your train, please. we just use it for a little bit. What do you need it for? Oh, you know, just the project.
This and that. This and that, you know.
They're trying some stuff out. It's, you know, 1935.
Oh, god. Oh, Jesus.
They're just testing. Yes,
we just need to move some people around, you know.
Yeah, I think they were on that train. And this train was also the same train that that they signed the treaty of World War I.
Oh.
If you ever watched All Quiet on the Western Front, which is like a horror movie, but anyway, the different factions are on a train, like the whole movie, like they're trying to negotiate. And that's the train. And then when the Germans borrowed the train, that cart, that specific cart, is gone because they blew it up because they said that'll never happen again. Germany will never surrender. So that cart actually got blown up. And then they did surrender again because they lost.
Yeah. They did. They lost twice. The whole World War thing didn't work out for Germany. Yeah.
But the train was, you know, it was, you know, phenomenal. It's, you know, French and all that,
and it goes from Italy to, does it go to the Orient? Because it's called the Orient Express, right? Does it go
to,
I mean, like,
there's different routes. Like the original one would go from like London all the way to Istanbul, and that was one of the original routes. This is another famous route that goes from Venice to Florence, then through Sweden, and then to Paris, because you can't fully continue on to London because of the whole Brexit thing. You have to take the Eurostar, so you have to go through customs. Big fucking hassle. But there's different routes and different times of year. They go different places. And so it's not always running. It's just you have to find when it's running and then what areas it's going to. And then, you know, it's super nice. Like everyone's wearing, like, for dinner, everyone gets like dressed to the nines.
Is it like a sleeper cart? Do you sleep on it?
Yeah, you sleep in it. There's like one cart with like three suites, and each of those run like $25,000. Yeah, I didn't stay in that. And then there's another cart with like double beds, if you want that. And then they have the traditional carts, which kind of like bunks. I mean, it's super nice. And opted for the bunk because, you know, I was with my dad. I don't want to be sleeping in two twins, like, staring at each other. So,
so you sleep in bunk beds, and that's better?
Well, it was the most comfortable bed we had in all of Europe.
Who was on top bunk?
And they set it all up. You don't do anything. You go to dinner, and then you go to, like, the bar cart. And then when you come back, like, it's all, like, put together. Like
a little mint on your pillow? Chocolate mint?
Yeah, they got... I don't know if they had a mint. I had quite a bit of drink that night.
He doesn't remember the mint.
Came back and just, well, you know, you're on the Orient. I was going to have fun, made a lot of friends. It was cool. It was like something out of a movie. It really was. If anyone's listening, they're curious, just Google the Orient Express in Europe, and you can see how it's like the most like luxurious train in the world.
Did you drink like champagne cocktails?
They give you champagne and stuff like when you first get on, and yeah, you can drink champagne the whole time. I only had
when I saw the pictures, it reminded me of White Christmas, one of my favorite Christmas movies. I think it's one of yours too, Jeff.
Yeah,
the scene where they go on the train and they're like in the dining car, and they sing about the snow in Vermont.
Yeah, this dining car was really nice, like there was a piano guy on it, and I had him play Star Wars, which
he played Star Wars, really?
Oh yeah, for the caliber of people on this train, God knows what any of these people did for a living, okay. Especially the ones that are
we don't want to know,
putting down $25,000 for a king bed in a train. But anyway,
yeah, there were definitely some traffickers in there.
I did. It's on my Instagram.
Cartel members.
Yeah, it's on my Instagram. You can watch my whole journey. I saved it on my stories of the train. And then later, when you get to the night part where we're in the bar cart, that's when I had him play Star Wars. Then I had him play Ghibli song. And then when it got real late and there's only a few of us left, then I had him play Halloween.
Nice.
Yeah, but when the Star Wars one came on, first you can see all the people's look, like they're like, "Oh, what's the playing Star Wars?" But then as he played it, then everyone started smiling, clapping.
It's like a human touch tunes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like who's this American kid requesting all these ridiculous songs?
Yeah, so just making my dad proud. Just on.
Oh, of course, boy, brought you all this way, halfway across the world.
There talking to the piano guy, trying to get him to play Star Wars, but. No, it was cool. And then, you know, we got into London, did London a couple days, went and saw that Harry Potter Warner Brothers studio tour.
Hmm.
I don't know if you guys heard of that.
Oh, I've heard of it.
No.
It seems like a huge...
You actually go to Warner Brothers studio. You go to Warner Brothers studio in London. Like, where Eric, they filmed all your Mission Impossible movies. Warner Brothers
studio in London.
Ooh. There is. It's huge. And it's where they filmed all of Eric's favorite movies.
Mission Impossible. Oh, yeah.
They filmed Star Wars there. They filmed a bunch of stuff there. And then they have this whole thing for Harry Potter. So you get to do the studio tour, and then you get to do this huge Harry Potter tour, which was, you know, it was cool. I've been to London before, and the first day I took my dad and had him see all the sights. And then the second day I was like, all right, well, let's go to this Harry Potter thing and just kind of nerd out.
It
was
very cool. Is your dad a big Harry Potter fan?
He likes it. Like, he likes watching them during, like, the holidays, because we always put them on, like, during the holidays. So, yeah, he watches them. He has very bizarre tastes in what he watches. Like, he likes Pirates of the Caribbean, or he likes old stuff, like Sherlock Holmes. And we did go to Sherlock Holmes' place on Downing Street in London.
Sherlock Holmes, like, the character.
The character, like, where... You know, his home doesn't really exist. It was, you know, made up, but okay, the house.
That's what I was wondering. Was like you know, where based on a real person or?
It's, well, yeah, it's the guy, the author, and the street he wrote it on, and they made like a whole little kind of mock up of what it would look like. So we went and saw that, and that was kind of cool.
Did you get solve any mysteries with your dad?
No, didn't solve one mystery.
Did you eat mushy peas and chips?
Did have. Did have fish and chips and mushy peas first night in London. Pies. And then I had a really good...
Any bangers? Did you eat bangers?
Bangers and mash?
I've always wanted to try a full English breakfast.
It's good. Did you eat one? Amy, yeah, I used to have it all the time. My friend Amy, who's from Yorkshire, she used to live in Chicago. Now she lives
Yorkshire,
in Vancouver.
Like the pudding?
Yeah, she used to make it for us in the morning after we would go out. The night before, and then in the morning, Amy would cook us all sorts of Yorkshire pie. She would cook us Yorkshire pie sometimes, and then bangers and mash and the whole thing. So
there's a place in Chicago that serves full English breakfast, but only on weekends. Still haven't made it over there.
It's and the bacon is not like bacon we're used to.
No, it's
like
weird.
More like
it's
ham.
Like ham. Yeah,
it's like ham. Because my dad did have it, and Brits he was kind of confused.
Don't even know what bacon is.
Yeah, what the fuck? Do it right.
Yeah, so you can get that in London, and then we went up to Scotland, which I don't know if you guys have been to Scotland, but...
I've not been anywhere, so no.
We went up into the Highlands, which...
I've been to Toledo.
That's cool. Is that, like, history there? And
I've been to the Dells. I've been to
Cincinnati. Yeah.
Yeah, so we went up there, and then we went to Loch Ness. I didn't see the monster, but I looked.
Yeah,
is that thing where you go there and does everyone look and try to see the monster?
Not really. I mean, there's the town you go to is called Inverness, which is really cool, like small kind of town surrounded by mountains and the Highlands. And then there's a little town where Loch Ness is, which is just cool to walk around, like it's a quaint little like village. And then there's this castle, this kind of famous medieval castle there overlooking Loch Ness where a lot of people go. So I guess people are looking when you're at the castle.
I remember learning about the Loch Ness monster and I think middle school, and I was convinced that it was real. It was a dinosaur.
Funny you bring that up because CNN was there and then they interviewed me.
CNN interviewed you?
No, they did not.
How did you not lead off with this?
So we were in the little town in Loch Ness because I was, you know, the first part of the trip was just a lot moving around. And I told my dad, we got a whole like week in Scotland. So Scotland's supposed to be like just hanging out and just relaxing and seeing the scenery opposed to, you know, the cities and all that. So we found like this little pub in like the little town. It was pretty quiet and it's surrounded. It looks like something out of like Lord of the Rings. You're just sitting there on this like picnic bench. Loch Ness is behind you. And we're just having, I'm having some beer and stuff. And then this like film crew came up because there wasn't many people out there because it was kind of later in the day. And they're like, oh, we're from CNN and we're filming this thing on Loch Ness. And they're like, do you mind if we interview you? So I was like, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So they interviewed me and then they gave my email and they'll send me the link when it's
What did they ask you about?
They just asked about, you know, Loch Ness and like you know, why did you come here and like what are the stories you remember when you were little? And I remember like Tommy when we were in Evergreen, we had those fucking books.
Yeah.
In the library and I was just kind of told them about that. And then
you're talking about Evergreen. Evergreen like, I went to school. Evergreen Elementary School.
So Evergreen's going to be on Illinois, CNN.
United States.
Yeah. And then they just asked like questions. Where'd you go? And did you see the monster? What did you think it would look like if it did exist? And I just talked about like myths and all that from like Norway and Scotland. I just think it's cool. And that was it.
That would have been funny if you would have acted like you had no idea you were at Loch Ness. I mean, like Loch Ness. You mean that big lake up there?
What's that?
Big lake.
I just heard about this bar. It's kind of nice, right?
Is there some kind of weird fish in there? I don't know.
Yeah,
I was just here for a beer. I'm just trying to get a Guinness. I love
like
Ireland.
A turtle.
Wait, we're in
it
Ireland,
is a
right?
frightening. It is a frightening. Like it's like a lake. I mean, it's huge. It's like they call them locks there. That's huge, and the water is like dark, and it's. Like it moves, like the water wasn't still, and you're like, that's terrifying if you fell in that.
There's beasts in there.
There could be. And then and then from there we went on the Harry Potter train. It's called the Jacobite steam train, which is like a real steam train.
Did you go on platform 9 3/4?
We did when we were in London. That's in London. This is the train they used for the movie because the train goes all the way up to Scotland. That's where Hogwarts is. And it goes over the viaduct, which is that huge bridge that it kind of goes over. You see it in the movie and all that. So we went on that, and I got us the cart that the kids sat in for the movie that they, like, based that scene off of. You know, when they head to Hogwarts, they sit in a little compartment. And then they bring, like, treats around. They, like, blow whistles, and they have Harry Potter music playing. It's kind of... Everyone's dressed up. It's like it's some cosplay central thing there.
They bring treats around.
They do. They go with the cart.
About the
treats. Like in the movie, they go in the cart and they stop and see if you want any like candy and stuff.
With like to the chocolate frogs and stuff, like the beans that taste like boogers.
Yeah, they had different Harry Potter stuff, and then they just had, you know, like coffee or beer or whatever.
Butter
else.
Beer.
They did. Yeah, they had like different types of mixed butter beer. So you can
what
get
does
it with,
that
like,
taste
shot.
Like? Because I've always been curious.
Well, butterbeer, I had it also at the Warner Brothers studio. It tastes like, I don't know, like cream soda, but like way more intense.
That's what I figured.
And like butterscotch.
Yeah, like butterscotch cream soda thing. It's good. I like it. Some people like it. Some people don't. You can also get it at the Universal Studios at the Harry Potter thing. So
it's like a liquid Werther's.
Ew. Yeah, and I remember, when I was
no, thank you.
Grandpa's pocket.
When I was in the Harry Potter, like Universal, my mom was there, and we got it, and then I was like, oh, I want to get another one. She's like, I don't want to waste time and get another one. I'm like, it's fine. It'll take 2 seconds. We go up to the front, and then they're like, oh, do you want it spiked? And then my mom was like, well, what's that mean? I was like, well, that's where they put Fireball in it.
Oh, then, you ruined it again.
Then it was fun again. So, no. But yeah, went on that train, and that was cool, and then we rented a car, which was terrifying because driving in the Highlands is the most frightening thing you've ever.
Well, and you're driving on the other side.
So we drove. Right? You're driving on the other side. So we drove to Isle of Skye, and that's where it's you know, it looks like Lord of the Rings, basically. And I have all those videos on my Instagram too. But you drive on the opposite side of the road, but the roads are tiny. There's just two lanes. Well, one so going like one way, right? The other going the other way.
Were you in like a teeny tiny car?
No, we were in an SUV.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, even a small car, like you, the car, regardless of the size, fits the lane. So if you go off the lane, even a little bit, death, just death.
Death.
And these trucks come barreling down like out of Mad Max. And it's just, the whole thing is just terrifying. My dad just like, fucking 5 feet. That's all they needed to do was just widen this. And he was hysterical driving because he can't be a first person, like a sitting in the front seat, because he's just a backseat driver. It's awful. So I was just like, you know what? You drive. And then it's terrifying even as a passenger, because if he goes off the road a little bit to the left where I'm sitting at, you just fall off a cliff dead. Or you just fall dead. Into a lock and you're dead. So every, you know, the only scenario is death. And then we Googled it. And it is the most dangerous road we've run in all of Scotland. And it's rated in like the top like 40 most dangerous roads in the world.
So nah, we're on good.
But we got up to Skye and we stayed in like a cabin where there's like sheep and cows, and went to like the fairy pools and all sorts of stuff. Got my dad to do a little hiking, which never done before, but I think he had fun. And then we went to Glasgow, and then there was a Comic-Con there, so of course I went there.
What's Glasgow Comic-Con like? Any different from American Comic-Con?
Well, they had this big wrestling thing, like in...
Like WWE?
Yeah, kind of in the, like, they had this whole thing set up, which I've never seen at a Comic-Con before, so I thought of you when I saw that.
I mean, took a photo and sent it to you. Nerd shit is nerd shit. You know, wrestling falls into that whole...
Is wrestling nerd umbrella. Shit?
Yeah, you know, it's a certain brand of nerd shit, but yeah, there's wrestling nerds, comic nerds, at all. You know, we're all.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't as big as C2E2, but I mean, it was big. And then also Shania Twain was there next door. So when I left, you saw all these cosplayers, but then you saw all these women with like cowgirl hats on. It was very bizarre. Just seeing this mix of people, but it was cool. And you know, they had actors from like. You know, more like British actors there, like that would sign your stuff, but you could just walk right up to them, unlike C2E2, where they're like, they put them behind this, you know, giant gate, and then you have to go and say the secret password, or you get shot with an arrow, and then you get to proceed, and then stand in a 10-hour line. So that was kind of cool. And then, just hung around Glasgow and then flew back. And here I am.
And what have you done since you've been back?
I know. And then
are you back at work?
Back at work, back at life, back to the gym, back to, you know, all that, and getting ready for spooky season.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Eric and I got Oktoberfest this Friday.
Yeah.
Start it's kicking be off so the good. Season. Yeah, I'm going to wear the Lederhosen.
Nice. Did you get Lederhosen when you were in Germany?
My Lederhosen is from Munich, but I didn't get it this time. Had it. I already have a pair. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, mine are authentic German Lederhosen from Munich. And I was in Munich a few days before Oktoberfest started, so I missed that. But, you know, one day I'll go back, hopefully with my older brother.
Or, you know, with me and Eric.
Yeah. Yeah,
I doubt that'll ever happen.
Come on, someday.
You would go to Munich.
I would love to.
Well, there's a difference between I would or I'd love to.
I would love to. Just give me a few years to save up. I'm waiting on a couple things to, you know, take off, and then, you know, I'll have money and free time.
Can I Uber there?
Yeah, because you have children.
Yeah, well, I'll bring them with me. They'll be older. They'll appreciate travel. My kids will appreciate seeing places.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times, just never during Oktoberfest. Usually it was during...
I've never been to Europe.
Like a summer vacation or a winter vacation during school.
Yeah, because your parents take you to Europe and expose you to different things.
Yep.
Unlike, you know,
Yeah, mine would have, but my mom's kind of like your mom. She doesn't, you know, she wanted to see water on vacation. She wanted to relax. She just wasn't much for like exploring. You know, I like to explore.
You can do that, and you can do an exploring trip. You can do, you know, you can kind of mix and match.
My dad would have taken it. He used to take us on exploring trips, and if we would have asked to go to Europe, he probably would have taken us. But we were, my brother and I weren't like, we used to get homesick a lot when we were kids, so we didn't want to go like too far. But like now, I'd love to go. Shit.
Yeah.
I'll go to Antarctica. Take me as far away as possible.
Come on to this Iceland trip. I'm thinking
I would love to go together. To Iceland.
It'd be like a hiking. We'll see if we can get Dave.
I want to go to Japan. I want to go.
Oh, Japan.
I told Mary when I turned 40, I want to go far away somewhere. I want to go on a trip, and I don't want any presents. I just want to go somewhere interesting.
That's right up your alley, Japan.
So if I go to Europe, Jeff, and this is for anybody too who's like never been to Europe, anybody else who's in the same boat as me, where do you go? Because it's a big, giant place. There's tons of cities, tons of history. Like if you've never been to Europe before, let's say you have like a week. Where do you go?
Skip Italy, because it's just a tourist.
All right, that's one. That's one country. There's so many others. Where do you go?
Well, what do you like? Do you like scenery and hiking, or do you like cities and history?
Let's say
like that?
So. For me, let's say I like food.
Totally different types of trips.
Like food.
Food. Go to Greece.
Greece.
Okay. Greece. That's interesting. I wouldn't have guessed.
Less food you'll ever eat in your life.
I feel like France had somewhat decent food. Italy, all right. Italy did have good food too. Like anytime you,
Italy's got good, you know, pasta. Yeah. If you're, you know, but Greece was. Oof.
And Germany, really naturally, German food.
Yes, if you like bratwurst and you like schnitzel.
Right, you guys just named four countries.
Yeah, just go to all of them. Just go to all of Europe.
I mean, go to Norway, but Norway's going to be all about like hiking and all about fjords.
I like
and
hiking.
Mountains and
I like hiking, you know? But.
Scotland, you can do Edinburgh to do a city, or you can go up to Isle of Skye and do all the cool scenery and pretend that you're in Rohan.
Spain's got good food.
Yeah, don't they have the tapas? Tapas.
Yep. Good food, good drink.
Most
Europe
everything.
Has good food. I would say anything's, you know, a lot better food than we have here.
It's made with love.
It's cleaner. No, it's, well, they have stricter laws on food and how it's prepared, and here they'll just inject any type of chemical and just give it to you. I mean, like, here you go.
Extra chemicals, please.
You know, even like
some extra dye in my food.
Even like fast food over there, they can't freeze stuff like they can here. They have to, they just have like higher standards of pretty much everything, living, food, health. Everyone's a lot happier, at least in Western Europe. Eastern Europe, you know, they have their issues, but.
Well, yeah, they're trying not to get blown up by Vladimir Putin. Currently,
yeah, so
and apparently you can borrow trains over there too.
Yeah, trains, we could probably do a whole episode on trains. Why don't we have any trains here? Why can't I hop on a train and go to St. Louis?
I'm because that's why. Because the government, you can lobby here, and the Ford and all them lobbied to nix the trains and have them build suburbs, and then
Ford,
everything was far away, so you had to drive.
Yeah, I hate it. Like,
that's
you look
what Americans
do. That's
why we have roads. You can get anywhere in Europe on a train. Yeah. Anywhere.
Here, we got, like, I can hop on the Metra. That's the only train I've ever been on. Metra and, like, the subway, you know?
Yeah, and people will be you know, Germany is a lot smaller. No, when you take all of Western Europe and you put it on the United States, it's about the same size.
Yeah.
And you can get anywhere in Western Europe on a train. You can get from. I mean,
you can also go all the way to like Asia. You can go to China, go to Japan.
Oh, they have even better, except for the United States, rail than we have.
Every other country has awesome trains, I feel like.
Like Western Europe and Asia makes our infrastructure, we look like we're in the Stone Age. I mean, it's pathetic here.
We're like,
even my dad, when we were driving in the Highlands, he's like, there's not even a crack on the road. They just take care of shit there. They just give a shit, I think. The buildings are just, you know, the way they do construction, they cover everything so you don't see what's going on. They just make the site look nicer. There's just, you know, and obviously they have a lot more laws that make sure its safety is higher than it is here.
But do they have Taco Bell?
No.
I just had it last night.
Gotcha, Europe. We have
yeah.
Taco Bell over here.
They don't have Mexican food there at all. Like,
I'm gonna have to DoorDash. Well,
see, no, I can't do that. No Mexican food? No way.
Yeah, I mean they do, but I guess it makes
sense because Mexico's over here. It's a different continent.
Yeah, but they have, like, in London, they have, like, some of the best Indian food you'll ever have. It's absolutely incredible there.
I've heard good things.
I mean, but, you know, India's closer than
right.
Mexico is, so.
Their Indian food's kind of like our Mexican food, maybe? Is that a proper analogy?
Indian food is on a whole different level over there.
Yeah.
It is better than any type of Mexican food.
Does it come out better over there?
Well, that's, you know.
You know, like when you're on the Orient Express and, you know, after all those drinks settle in and the caviar.
Yeah. I think Eric would get kicked off of the Orient Express. What did you just do in the bathroom? This is worse than the Nazis.
Sir, do better. And why did you change back in your sweatpants?
Oops.
You're banished to your quarters for the rest of the night.
Boom.
They do banish you to your quarters if, like,
boom, boom on the Orient Express. Eric's new movie.
Oopsie fuck in my pants on the Orient Express.
Oopsie on the Orient Express.
Oopsie on the Orient Express. And it's just a picture of Eric with both his hands up, like, oops. Questioning, like,
Yep, shoulders shrugged up. Oopsie.
Oops. I made an oopsie
on the Orient Express.
I'd just be like a 15-minute train ride because that's all they would allow me to be on there.
Sir, this is the dining car.
It's a very short movie because you eat, and then after you digest, you have some drinks that comes out. And then they just drop you off at some station in like the Alps by yourself. Yeah. Like,
Jeff told me to try the Indian food. It's not my fault.
They sir, did. I did get my dad on the engine, which they normally don't let you do at all. But every country you go through, the train has to stop and they have to switch engines because you're crossing into another country and they have different, I don't know, laws or whatever. So the train would stop when you hit a different country and then you'd have to wait for them to take off the one engine and put the new one on. And as they were switching it, I convinced the one guy who kind of ran the train. I was like, listen, it's my dad's like 70th birthday. Is there any way you can get him on? And then he was like, let me see. And then he came and got me. He's like, meet me at this exit, at train car, whatever, in 15 minutes. Just be there. And then we went, and I didn't tell my dad what was going on. And then they took us off, and then they put him on the engine, which he's a huge train guy, so it was pretty special for him.
That's cool.
And then we just stood out there with, like, a beer with some of the guys that, you know, worked on the train as we watched them switch the train. Everyone else is inside, like, the bar cart and dinner. Like, no one else is doing this. This was just us.
No one else wants to see the engine except Ron Biedemann.
Did you get to do the toot toot, pulling the little lever?
Yeah.
No, didn't do the toot toot.
Did you get to shovel coal in the engine?
No, but I filmed it, and you can see it on my Instagram. It's pretty cool. It was real steam.
Like, that's where I would end up. That's where they would banish me there and say, listen, you're working the rest of the time now. You've fucked up. You're already on strike three, and it's not even dinner.
You could just do your oopsie in the fire and just give it a little turbo charge.
Yeah. Just waste all the coal. We'd be so fucked. We'd be stranded out in the middle of the Alps.
You're just sticking your ass in the fire thing and just let it blow.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
that would be really...
Here's a toot toot for you.
And I'd just be like, Taco Bell would never do this to me.
Right.
Treats me right.
Instead of coal, they just feed Eric Taco Bell.
I like that. That's a good movie. I like it already. I think we should sit down and start writing it.
Oopsie on the Orient Express.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's the name of this episode.
So good. Well, Jeff, podcast episode. Thanks toot, for toot on the Orient Express. You came back. You're back. We didn't know if you would, but you're here. We love you, and we're so happy that you're back.
Yes.
And so, Jeff, I think you get the honors here. I wonder if our good friend Dave Bennett has any safety tips for us.
I think he does. Without further ado, Dave Bennett with this week's safety tip.
A word of advice for the Revenge of the Triforce podcast. They should never compile these satirical safety tips, or they will get their penises cut off.